Following is a recording for Rafael Borja from iAdvise on Monday, November 28, 2016, at 8:30 a.m. Central. This is the Davivienda Third Quarter 2016 Earnings Conference Call. Good morning. My name is Josh, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Davivienda Third Quarter 2016 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star and then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star and the number 2. Thank you. Now I can turn the conference over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Josh, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Davivienda's Third Quarter 2016 Earnings Conference Call. Today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. Joining us today from Bogota, Colombia, are Mr. Efraín Forero Fonseca, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo León Otero, Chief Financial Officer. They will be discussing the results as per the press release distributed on Friday, November 25th. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.davivienda.com on the Investor Relations section, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. If you need any assistance, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any forward-looking statements made today by Davivienda's management are subject to various conditions and may differ materially. These conditions are outlined in the last page of the company's press release, the disclaimer, and we ask that you refer to it for guidance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Efraín Forero, Chief Executive Officer of Davivienda, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Forero, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Mm-hmm. And thank you all for your continuous interest in our bank and for always following our financial results evolution. Good morning to all of you. And welcome to our third quarter of 2016 results conference call. To start with our main result for this quarter, please go to slide number 6. As of September, we achieved an accumulated net income growth of 29.7%, closing at 1.2 trillion pesos. Net financial margin reached 2.8 trillion pesos, which represents a growth of 22.7% compared to the same period last year. The annualized return on equity measure for the last 12 months, power September, closed at 16.8% above the same figure as of September 2015, in over 433 basis points. Efficiency ratio to total 44.6%, decreasing 391 basis points with respect to the last September result. Our gross loan portfolio grew by 50.2% compared to the figure of the same quarter of previous year. Just in Colombia, we grew by 19.7%, while the system rose 9% annually. In slide number 7, we present our retail banking report. Consolidated retail loan portfolio grew by 14.9% during the last 12 months, reaching 33 trillion pesos. In particular, the consolidated mortgage loan portfolio grew by 16.2% compared to the same base. Consolidated consumer portfolio reached 17.9 trillion, an increase of 13.8% compared with the same period, 2015. In particular, our leading growth was presented in new secured personal loans, which increased by 23.8% year to year. Credit card balance increased by 27.6% in the same period, reaching 3.1 trillion pesos. We also see an expansion in Central America operation, where retail loans segment grew by 10.7 in US dollars when compared to the third quarter 2015. In particular, we highlight the growth of 23.8 in Costa Rica. Let's continue to slide number 8 for our corporate banking report. The commercial loan portfolio closed at 37.7 trillion pesos, 50.5% more compared to the same quarter last year in Colombia. In particular, growth was 21.4% in an annual basis. For this quarter, we continue to have the effect of Leasing Bolivar merged, which for this quarter explains 3.6% of the consolidated growth we just mentioned. We would like to highlight the dynamic of our biggest segment, the corporate loan portfolio in Colombia, which grew at 13% during the last 12 months and which represents 64% of the commercial loan portfolio. Small and medium enterprises grew by 20.7%, totaling 5.5 trillion Colombian pesos. And a small segment that continues to represent an outstanding performance during the year is the construction loan portfolio, which represents the highest growth during the year at 21.5%. Referring to our international operation results, in commercial loans, we see a growth of 5.9% in U.S. dollar compared to the same term last year. In particular, Costa Rica incremented by 27.2% its portfolio in U.S. dollars. Now, please go to slide number 9. On September 14, we continued with our securities mortgage portfolio funding strategy for $220 billion. On late September, Banco de Vivienda issued subordinated bonds for $359 billion with a maturity of 10 years. On October 28, 2016, Fiduciaria de Vivienda acquired the subsidiary of Grupo Bolívar called Seguridad Compañía Administradora de Fondos de Inversión, SAI, for 6.2 billion pesos. We decided to acquire this company as an opportunity to strengthen the business of Fiduciaria de Vivienda and introduce an alternative stock fund to the actual portfolio. Now, please move to the slide number 10. On September 2016, Davivienda was ratified for the third consecutive year in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. The biggest score growth was in the environmental dimension, which emphasized on strengthening risk mitigation and financial of sustainable business. In the economic dimension, we surpassed the industrial average score in the categories of risk management and crisis administration and on financial stability and systemic risk. In the social dimension, we also surpassed the sector score in controversial issues and dilemmas of lending and investing. Now, I'll ask Mr. Ricardo León to go with you with the third quarter consolidated results.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you sharing our financial results of the third quarter of 2016. To start, please go to slide number 12. In this slide, we will be referring to asset results. As you can see, we closed at 90.7 trillion pesos as of September this year, 2.6% change on quarterly basis. Growth was explained mainly by net loans, contributing with a growth of 3.2% during this quarter, reaching 68.7 trillion pesos in the period. Investment grew by 6.2% during the last quarter, reaching 9.2 trillion pesos. On a yearly basis, assets grew by 12.2%, where loans were the most important driver, contributing with a rise of 15.1%, while the investments increased at 5.3%. And as you can see in the table on the bottom of the page, analyzing the performance by region, assets in Colombia grew 3.6% on a quarterly basis and 16.5% on a yearly basis, reaching 70 trillion pesos. On the other side, international assets translated to pesos decreased 0.5% compared to the figure of June this year, and increased 2.4% on a yearly basis. Here it is important again to point out the US dollar Colombian peso exchange rate performance, in particular in which peso revaluated in the last 12 months 6.7%, and in the quarter revaluated 1.3%. Therefore, in US dollar, the performance of growth of the international subsidiary is 0.8% in this quarter and 9.8% in the year. Without considering the foreign exchange effect, our assets grew at a rate of 14%. The exchange rate explained -1.8%, leading to the 12.2% year growth. I would like to move to slide number 13, please. This is where we explain the growth in portfolio performance. Our portfolio grew by 3.2% on a quarterly basis and 15.2% on a yearly basis. By region, this growth was explained by an 18.7% from Colombia and in Central America 0.7% in pesos, although this operation is in US dollars, grew by 7.9% on a yearly basis. The most important growth in the loan portfolio as of September is on the commercial segment with a very good performance in the last 12 months, with a growth of 15.5%. It's important to remember that this year we acquired Wishing Bolivar, which accounts for 3.6% of the annual growth, leaving the commercial portfolio with about 11.9% of organic growth. Therefore, respective for the whole portfolio as for commercial loan portfolio, as well to the end of the year, at a shorter growth pace than the one we see today. For the total loans, commercial portfolio represents 57.7 trillion pesos. Another important dynamic is seen in the consumer portfolio, which grew to 17.9 trillion pesos, a growth rate of 15.8%. And finally, the mortgage portfolio contributed with a growth of 16.2% on a year-over-year basis, closing at 60.1 trillion pesos. In order to review the growth of the total portfolio, please take in account that this year, in particular, we have the growth of effect of Wishing Bolivar into the figure. So if we were to discount this effect out of the 15.2%, 1.9% corresponds to such measures. Another effect is the one coming from the exchange rate, with discount 1.6% of current growth. Considering both effects, growth would have been closer to 14.8%. Now please go to slide number 14. Here the numbers on the past due loans of our loan portfolio are presented. Number for NPL at 90-day ratio of the consolidated loan portfolio closed at 2%. For this quarter, it represented a slight increase compared to the last quarter, a 90 basis points more over the last year performance. Coverage of the loan portfolio as of this period is 143.8%, a figure in line with our usual numbers. Let's refer to performance by segment. Commercial loan portfolio increased in NPL from 1.51% to 1.74% in this quarter. It is explained from the deterioration of particular client sectors, diverse segments. For the consumer segment, we saw an improvement of 8 basis points during this quarter. And for the mortgage portfolio, the ratio has been a deterioration of 11 basis points compared to the same period. Due to the securitization process that took place in September for 220 billion pesos. In the next slide, slide number 15, the funding sources have been growing at a good pace to reach a growth of 2.6% over the last quarter and 13.1% on a year-over-year basis to 76 trillion pesos. On a year-over-year basis, general deposits were the ones with the highest growth of 51.1%. Bonds grew 8.3%, explained by the two issuances that happened during this quarter. The first one were ordinary bonds for 600 billion pesos, and the second one was a subordinated issuance for 3,059 billion pesos. Our international subsidiaries presented a growth from funding sources of 2.5% over the year, while in Colombia the growth was 17.1% compared to the same period. Again, we need to take in account the peso revaluation, which explained a contraction of around 1.8% of the year's growth. The net loan to funding sources ratio increased by 90.4% in this quarter, and mainly due to the smaller level of growth in funding sources in the quarter. Now, let's go to slide number 16, please. In terms of capital structure, the T1 capital presented a decrease during the quarter to 6.9% due to the increase of 5.8% on the risk-weighted assets, which closed at 78.8 trillion pesos. This is explained through the increase of different lines of the loan portfolio, including the financial leasing. Regarding the Tier 2 capital ratio, it closed at 4.6%, showing an increase of 20 basis points mainly due to the subordinated issuance of the quarter. Our total solvency ratio reached 11.6%, 260 basis points above the minimum requirement. I would like to move to slide number 17, please. In this slide, we can see the financial margin behavior. In the quarter, financial margin reached nearly 900 billion, mainly explained by the expansion in loan income of 2.6% compared to the second quarter of the year. A marginal increase of allowance expenses rose during the quarter of 2.4%. On the other hand, financial expenses grew 12.7% compared to the last quarter. On a year-over-year basis, and accumulated terms, overall financial income grew 32.5%. On the other hand, investment income presented a growth of 96.4%. Financial expenses grew at a higher base of 65.8%, out of which 3.7% was explained by average foreign exchange rate, as well as allowance growth of 21% due to the higher cost of risk from previous quarter, and the growth in the size of loan portfolio. All these effects included took us to a net financial margin increase of 22.7%. On accumulated terms, during the last 9 months, financial margin totaled 2.8 trillion pesos. Net interest margin closed at a level of 6.6% over the last 12 months, equal to the last quarter, and 10 basis points above last year's level. Now please go to slide number 18. Regarding expenses, growth in accumulated terms was to 13.9%, led by average foreign exchange devaluation explaining 3.7% of the expenses increase. By line, personal expenses achieved a growth of 13.5% in line with our expectation, and operational expenses is 13.1%. In the quarter term, the growth remained flat during this period, mainly due to the a flat behavior on personal expenses. Efficiency ratio closed the quarter at 44.6%, a very important achievement that represents an improvement of the 391 basis points in the last 3 months. Finally, in slide number 19, we present the net income result. Net income grew 29.7% in accumulated terms, totaling 1.2 billion pesos, and 9% compared both September quarter's result, ending in the 363 billion pesos. The total on average equity at the end of September totaled 16.8%, more than 400 basis points higher than the one for 2015 in the same quarter. The return of assets totaled 1.73%. And finally, we have these results, and they are the main figures that we want to share with you today. With these figures, we conclude my presentation. Thank you for your attention, and in this point, we can move on to your question. Operator.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Thank you. Our first question comes from Guillermo Costa from Itaú BBA.
Hi, good morning all, and thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. The first one is on asset quality. I wonder if you could comment more on the asset quality deterioration of the mortgage portfolio, and what is your expectation going forward for the overall NPL ratio and the cost of risk? And my second question is about the structural tax reform that aims to decrease the tax from corporates and increase the VAT taxes. What do you believe will be the main tax for your operations in Colombia as a consequence of this tax reform that will be proposed?
Guillermo, could you please repeat the second question?
Yes, sure. It's about the structural tax reform that will be proposed to decrease the taxes from corporate companies and to increase the VAT. What do you believe will be the impact of that?
Okay. Related with the first one about the asset quality of our mortgage portfolio, I want to mention first that Ricardo said we have this securitization in September that made that our index go up. However, we feel that the mortgage portfolio has a very, very good quality. It is really behaving in a very good way. It is growing, but it is still in our set of risk level that we think it is really very good. I don't know if you have some information about how we will see the behavior of the index in the coming months.
In the index of the risk in mortgage right now is 2.11%, and we're fairly comfortable with this level, and at the end of the year we are waiting at the same level, 2.11, because we have an additional securitization in November or maximum in December. So the ratio, it's a very good ratio, 2.1%. We don't have any concern about that, and we are expecting a level of 2% for the next year.
And related with the coverage, we have no worry about it. We have 11 loan to value that is higher than 50% actually. So we have no problem at all, and we feel that this sector is going to behave very well in the near future.
Okay. When we made a securitization, in this case we didn't release the provision that we had in our portfolio. We left the same level of provision, and just trying to keep the level of coverage.
Well, and related with the tax reform, we feel that it is very hard to speak about the tax reform since it's being discussed in the Congress, and we really don't know how it is going to end up. But we feel that it is very important for the country to have a better level of corporate tax to improve the competitiveness of Colombia. And I think government is working very hard to get it, and it is expected, according to the law project, that the index will go to level of 39 for this year, 39 for the year 2017, 36 for the year 2018, and 32 for the coming years. However, to raise the money that the government needs, that is about 8 trillion pesos, we need to increase the VAT taxes in about 3 points. It is hard because we will have faced a problem with the political part that has to be analyzed in these days. However, we feel that finally we will get a good tax reform, and we will have a positive impact in the long term for our economy, but it might have some type of decrease in the GDP behavior for the first semester. I don't know if that answers your question.
No, yes, it's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Frederick Demarese from UBS.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the conference call and the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. The first one is a follow-up on the asset quality question. You gave some details, useful details on the mortgage portfolio. Would you be able to give us some color, some insights on the corporate portfolio? I think you mentioned you had some very select issues with companies in the transportation sector and also in civil engineering. Just wanted to hear from you, what do you forecast in terms of NPL trends for corporates in the coming quarters and whether you expect some write-offs? And then I'll come back with my second question on the capital position.
The second question?
Sure, I can ask it right now. Capital position, your Tier 1 is at 6.9%. It's pretty much in line with what you have reported in the coming quarters, slightly below. And I wanted to hear from you whether you expect some capital action in the next quarters, especially if you continue to grow your asset base at this good, healthy base. So I wanted to hear from you if you plan some changes in your Tier 1, maybe a follow-on or some asset sales. Thank you.
Well, we'll talk about the asset quality portfolio question first. And what we see is we have an important part of our portfolio in the transportation massive system in Colombia in several cities, and we are having this portfolio participation since more than maybe 7 years, and it is in general terms having a very good result. However, it is facing some problems, mainly in Bogota and Bucaramanga, actually in Colombia. We have been analyzing our exposure to the sector, and we have made the provisions that we think are necessary and required for this. We see that all of these different municipalities are working very hard to solve the problems of their systems. And we feel that we are not going to have relevant problems with our customers in the transportation system. related with our participation in 4G and other infrastructure projects in Colombia, we have been going very, very carefully about the participating in what is called the first and second wave in the project. Actually, we have approved and we are closing deals for about 1.1 billion pesos, which is in line with our capabilities and our interest in the sector. We are going to start, we think that the first disbursement might go in the first term in the coming year. We are taking a lot of care about the management of that line. We are very aware of what represents in terms of solvency and obviously in terms of funding, and we want to be in line with our line of risk in those infrastructure projects. And related with our solvency question and about our tier one, first, we believe that the GDP in Colombia is very much lower than before. And we had last term, the third term, growth was about 1.2%. And we expect for this year a growth of about 2%. And depending on the different things and internal and external things, but our forecast for coming year is about 2%, 2.2%. So it is clear that we will have also in slow trends in the growth of our loan portfolio in all the different areas, both mortgages, consumer, and mainly the commercial loans. So we feel that we will have a slow growth of the assets of the bank for the coming months. On the other hand, as we do every year, we expect to capitalize an important part of our profits in the coming year. And as well with this, we are working in selling some of our retail assets that both of them will allow us to increase our Tier 1 level in about 60 basis points as March 2017. So we feel very comfortable about our level of solvency cushion of the bank.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very clear. If I may just ask you a follow-up on the corporate asset quality. So you mentioned there were some specific issues. You were very focused on the infrastructure portfolio. Would you say that the NPL ratio for corporates should come down in the coming quarters, or do you think it could stay at that level or even go up?
We are expecting to have at the end of the we closed in September with 1.74% in the commercial loan that includes not only corporation, big corporation, but as well small and medium businesses and the construction buildings and the projects that we have. And we expect to close in December at about 1.79%. That is.
That's great. Thank you very much for the caller.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nicolas Riva from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Efrain and Ricardo, for taking my question. I have just one question on the growth of your loan book and assets in general. I mean, we continue to see that your loan book continues to grow at a faster pace than peers, 15% year-on-year. Also, your risk-weighted assets, which grew 6% quarter-on-quarter. And despite this, your capital levels are quite low now, 6.9% Tier 1. So my question is, what's making you more confident, really, to grow at a higher pace than peers, despite your capital levels and also despite the deceleration in the economy in Colombia? Thanks.
Well, what I could see is we have a very good period in which we have been able to raise our share of the market in the business that we are working to have it in this last let's say, 24 months. It is not a job of one day. This is the answer of the strategy that we have been working for several months. But we have different results. In consumer loans, we have, in September, a growth of 16.5% in Colombia, and the system growth is about 13%. And what is mainly, is more important for that result, is the growth that we have had in what we internally call the massive groups working, mainly with our payroll system that we take advantage to place of different kind of services with the customer that we serve with this system, and it allow us to be more selective in the process of the selecting our customers and our products to them. And we are a little bit stronger than our peers in that evolution, and we have had good results in the credit card business in Colombia during this year. In housing, in mortgages, we have developed a very good knowledge of the system, and we have been working very close to all the different programs in government that have been really very important. We are maybe the main social housing financing in Colombia, financing company in Colombia, and that portfolio is behaving very, very well as well. And in the commercial portfolio, we have to tell you that we have been growing very, very well in our small and medium businesses, which is about 21%, and in developers, that is also 21%. Our big companies is working, it is growing at I have to mention here during commercial loans, we have another issue that is really very important in the growth, that is the merge that we made with Leasing Bolivar that gave us about 3.6% in the growth. But all of this, we have been working very, very, with the analysis very, very close of our funding and our solvency. And what we see, as I mentioned before, is that we will have a lower growth at the end of the year. It is going to be more close in terms of our loan portfolio. It will be close to 15%, and the system will be as well lower than the 9% that is showing in September. And in terms of our solvency, when we have this plan that allow us to be completely comfortable about what we see for the coming months in the behavior of our Tier 1 and Tier 2 in this.
Okay, thanks, Efraín. For next year, do you have an outlook for loan growth for the banking system and for you guys?
We think that the system will grow at a rate of about 11% the coming year. The loan portfolio of the system.
Okay, and the Davivienda, do you have a number for you next year?
And we would be very around the same.
Okay. Thanks, Efraín.
Thanks to you, Nick.
Thank you. Again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Our next question comes from Alonso Aramburu from BTG.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. Two questions. Yes, a follow-up on asset quality. You didn't comment on the consumer side. You had mentioned the last quarter some issues with payroll loans, but it seems that that's no longer a problem. Just can you give us some color on what are the trends on the consumer sector? And second, on your NIM, which has been under pressure the last couple of quarters, what are your expectations there? And especially in 2017, if we see a rate cut or a couple of rate cuts from the central bank. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Alonso. Thank you for your question. In terms of asset quality, particularly in consumer, right now we are in 2.52%, and we are expecting at the end of the year and an additional 10 basis points to finish around 2.62%. However, for the next year, we are expecting a level of risk in 2.4-2.5%, a little bit below than this year. In terms of the trend on the consumer sector, we think that it's in the same line that Mr. Correo said a few minutes ago. So we are expecting a growth close to 10% in 10% and 11% in consumer sector. And we are expecting a figure around that number. Yes, please.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was just going to follow up. So in terms of past due loans in the consumer sector, you expect basically stable from current levels with a slight increase maybe for the quarter.
Yes. In this year, we have been some deterioration in some sectors, particularly with payables related to the oil production chain. Other sectors like related to effect of the exchange rate. So, but we think that chunk was in this year, and we're expecting better level of risk for the next year. However, a growth close to 11%, but basically for the system. The system are in the same line that I comment in this moment.
The big question here is what is going to happen in the Christmas time. You remember that it is really very important for all the consumer loans this period of the time. That, what we see is the behavior of the GDP and the consumer trend is much lower than before. So even though we will have a very good season, that we believe that it's not going to be as good as maybe last year.
Oh, okay, thank you. And in terms of margins, what are your expectations for next year?
Well, it is hard to have the clear forecast, but it seems that the central bank is going to lower the rate. And if that happens, we will have the chance to maybe handle with our NIM and finally close with a better NIM at the end of the year, and it is going to be even better for the coming year. And in the case of the bank, it is going to be even better because, as you know, we have a higher participation of our consumer loan, which we can to move the rate very, very quickly. So we don't have the problem to have fixed. So we will close at the 6.5% at the end of the year, and maybe we will go to 6.7 for the year 2017.
Okay, so it's fair to say that
it will depend on the.
Sorry, go ahead.
You know that it depends also on how the rates are going to behave, and we have different information now because inflation it seems to be higher than expected for the year 2017, and the growth of the economy now is much lower. We passed from about 3% forecast to 2% forecast now for central bank. So I would say that it is very hard to know how the rates are going to behave. But what we see is we have the ability, we are not worried. We will keep our margin in general terms.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. At this time, there appear to be no further questions. I would like to turn the call back over to Dr. Efrain Forero for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much to all of you for participating in this call. It is really very important for us, and we appreciate your participation. We are in kind of turning points in the economy in Colombia, and we feel that we are having good results for Colombia, for the bank in Colombia and Central America, and we are very optimistic about how we can handle it, the result for the coming semester as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.